from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for how he is handling new sanctions imposed on Moscow by President Obama for what the White House describes as interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. Here's VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf.
The latest is that we've just seen an announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will not be doing the tit-for-tat expulsion of U.S. diplomats as suggested to him by the Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Instead, he has said that he will not lower himself to the U.S. level, as he put it, and will instead consider what President-elect Donald Trump does when he takes office later in January.
Mr. Trump will be taking office as president January 20th and tweeted on Friday, good move on delay, referring to Putin's decision not to expel U.S. diplomats from Russia. The tweet went on to read, I always knew he was very smart. Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions. Iraqis in Mosul face car bombs, airstrikes on the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following weeks of calm. Mosul, the last remaining stronghold of Islamic State in Iraq, fell to the terrorist group in 2014. Iraqi push to retake the city began in mid-October. This is VOA News. Major cities worldwide are focusing on security while anticipating big crowds at New Year's celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many cities because of the December 19 hijacked truck attack on a Berlin Christmas market that left 12 people dead. In Cologne, Germany, they are ramping up security for tonight's activities. When asked if the security threat will keep her away from the festivities, this Cologne resident said no. She said she decided to go out anyway, that it won't keep her down. We just want to have fun, she said, and I feel more secure because of all the police. She said, I am not afraid. One of the first prominent New Year's celebrations to start 2017 will be in Australia, where an extra 2,000 police officers are protecting Sydney's harbor, the famed night of entertainment there. Ban Ki-moon ends 10 years at the helm of the United Nations, lamenting, in his words, fires are still burning from Syria to South Sudan, but he is buoyed by a global agreement to combat climate change and new UN goals to fight poverty and inequality. He took a moment to say goodbye to the UN staff.
There is not much for me to say. I have only just two words. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Ban's term ends tomorrow. He will be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor was remembered during a funeral mass for being the epitome of Hollywood glamour and elegance. Around 100 mourners gathered at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Beverly Hills to pay respect to Gabor, who died on December 18th from a heart attack at the age of 99. Her husband, Frederick von Anhalt, was seated at the front of the church, close to where Gabor's ashes were displayed in a gold rectangular box.
That's how people should remember my wife, you know, being a good woman, being a horsewoman. She loved animals and walking the red carpet like nobody else.
Gabor appeared in numerous films over her career, but is often described simply as being famous for being famous. She came to the United States from Hungary in the 1930s, along with her two sisters. They immediately went to Hollywood to be in the movies. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.